Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland police officer has been spotted losing his cool on the Sunshine Coast, throwing his speed gun at an avoidant car. The officer was conducting speed tests on Nicklin Way on the Sunshine Coast about 3 p.m. on Tuesday, when a speeding car approached him and refused to stop. Queensland police have said that the officer was acting in self-defence and the alleged driver has a number of traffic infringements against his name.
This week, the Crisafulli government has ordered yet another commission of inquiry into the child safety system. There are currently 12,500 vulnerable children living in out-of-care homes in Queensland, many of whom who have reported sexual and physical abuse. After a 2003 inquiry made 110 recommendations for change, was declared a job done, and a further inquiry was completed 5 years later, Queenslanders are left asking why this is a continued issue. Peak Care's child protection advocate Tom Auslop said the child protection system is not suffering from a lack of recommendations, but a lack of government action towards known solutions.
In national news, Ozempic and Wegovy users are suffering from eye disorders as claims arise that the weight loss drugs are associated with vision loss. The Therapeutic Goods Administration, responsible for regulating supply and manufacturing for therapeutic goods such as Ozempic, have received more than 40 complaints of sudden blindness and ophthalmic disorders since 2020. Ozempic blindness, as it is conversationally known as, suggests that the active ingredient in the anti-diabetic drug causes reduced blood flow to the optic nerve, leading to swelling and permanent damage. Many users are skeptical to skip the jab and save their vision, with one Wegovy user on social media stating that she doesn't want to put the weight back on. The TGA says that they're currently investigating the matter with a detailed review into relevant medical literature. Gary Deed, chairman of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, urges users to do so under the care of their usual GP, who can accurately inform them of the side effects.
Today's show host Carl Stefanovic has been rocked by politicians' last-minute no-show after discovering who he would be paired with during a live cross. The Today Show host claimed this morning that the Liberals' deputy leader, Ted O'Brien, has agreed to appear alongside the Nationals' Matt Canavan, who bailed just last minute before the pair was set to go on air. Ted O'Brien has denied that he refused to appear on television with Nationals MP Matt Canavan, but he admitted that his office pushed back and suggested the deputy leader Kevin Hogan was a more appropriate choice.
In international news, your Euro summer trip may be under threat as Spanish government has called for the removal of 66,000 Airbnb properties that supposedly breach national regulations for tourist accommodation. The properties under threat are across six regions of Madrid, Andalusia, Catalonia, Valencia, the Basque Country and Balearic Islands, with property owners not specifying the legal status of homes as being rented or owned on a professional basis. The Minister for Social Rights and Consumer Affairs, Pablo Bustanday, describes the court's decision as a clear victory to those fighting to protect the right for housing following spiraling rental costs, particularly in larger cities that are popular tourist destinations. With Spain being the world's second most popular tourist destination with 94 million foreign visitors in 2024, Airbnbs targeted towards tourists have been identified as the major cause.
For your weather, the jumpers are starting to come off as it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.